All right, live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. Thank you for being here. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth each and every day. I'm going to tell you how it is, not how you'd like it to be. Here we go. Live from the, how about live from the No BS Zone? Well, number one of the three things you need to know. Number one, plenty to worry about these days for some folks, but I'll bet you never considered an invasion of super pigs from Canada being on the list. Number two, Ted Cruz has offered a new bill that would stop Joe Biden and the socialists from selling oil to the Strategic Reserve and to the communist Chinese. And number three, over on Capitol Hill, the divide is wide, to say the least. The divide is wide. The arguments are many. And you have to wonder, is it all a distraction? Because that's what I wonder each and every day. Is it just a distraction? And trying to figure out why it's a distraction. Right? Why it's a distraction. Kevin McCarthy does what he said he was going to do, and that is to take certain Democrats off from certain committees and clean up the mess. And that's what he's done. And so what has happened? Well, he's getting yelled at. He took Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, all booted from certain House committees, not all the committee assignments. All right? KJP claims they brought a lot to the table. Really? Bite six. Listen to this. Go. Are we there, Bite six?
Any reaction from you, the White House, about Speaker McCarthy's decision to keep Representative Schiff and Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee?
So I'll say this. Representative Schiff, Representative Swalwell, and also Representative Omar are expertise and bring a lot to the table when it comes to foreign policy and national security. And we'll say this, when it comes to that committee, it should not be politicized. It should be independent. And again, those congressional members bring a lot of expertise to that committee, and I'll leave it there.
Really? What expertise do they bring to the committee? I defer you to the White House counsel. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Disgraced Congressman Eric Swalwell, and he is an embarrassment. He is. Had a long-term intimate relationship with a Chinese spy named Fang Fang. Apparently, they somebody. McCarthy says, listen, you've never seen what I've seen. You've never seen the briefings that we've seen on these people, like Eric Swalwell. But go to Bite 11. Listen to this. Go.
But we will not be quiet. We're not going away. I think he'll regret giving all three of us more time on our hands. But at the end of the day, our mission now is to restore the credibility and integrity of this institution of which the Speaker has so gravely smashed and destroyed.
All right. Gravely destroyed, yeah. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff, meanwhile, a guy who lied to America over and over again about the fake Russian collusion attacks on Donald Trump, taking his getting kicked off the Intelligence Committee as a chance to raise money. Yeah, time to raise money for Adam Schiff so he can run for Senate in California. Bite 12. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Congressman Adam Schiff with some troubling news. Today, Kevin McCarthy removed me from the House Intelligence Committee, all for doing my job, for holding Trump accountable, and standing up to the extreme MAGA Republicans. We knew it would be bad when the Republicans took over, but it's far worse than we expected. But I can promise you this. This is not the end of my fight for our democracy. This is just the beginning. Please join us and contribute today. Thank you.
Contribute. Join us today. No, Adam. No. Yeah. Anyhow, it makes me chuckle. Adam Schiff, former chair of the House Intelligence Committee, who you kept saying, hey, we've got the goods. but it's secret, so I can't show you that we've got the goods on Donald Trump, and it's all going to come tumbling out. But, of course, none of it ever did because it was all a blatant, grotesque lie. Devin Nunes, by the way, kept telling us when he was in Congress that it was all a lie. He was on the House Intelligence Committee, and he said Schiff was lying, of course. So he goes ahead and carpet bombs the idiocy of Eric Swalwell, the idiocy of Adam Schiff, and, of course, their blatant dishonesty in a response. It's bite 13. Listen to this.
You had Schiff running around the country telling everybody that Trump was a Russian agent. And how dare a Republican, any Republican, reach out to Russians to get information that could possibly sway our election? Well, let's take a step back. It was Adam Schiff, caught on tape, reaching out to Russians to actually try to get nude pictures of Trump. I mean, I laugh because it was so ludicrous, but here you have a guy saying that he had information of people trying to get information from Russians. He was getting information from Russians. So, you know, time and time again, there hasn't been a day that's gone by that these guys haven't been out there with a crazy narrative that has weaponized the intelligence agencies across this country. I mean, look, you know, I get this all the time. I still get people that will come up to me. And you can kind of see because their eyes will go crossways and they'll start to spit like how could you? You're just one of Putin's guys. You have something to do with Putin. And I'm like, man, you need to take a chill pill. You know, I mean, this happens to me all the time. This is because of Schiff and Swalwell. So
this is because of Schiff and Swalwell spreading manure all over. And this is what I'm, you know, the war on everything. This is what I was talking about to start the program today. The war on truth, the war on information. The war on you for telling or saying something that doesn't line up exactly with what they demand you believe. This is what I talked about at the top of the show today. It's extremely important because it's the war on everything. And while this is going on, they're trying to start an actual war with Russia using our tanks and who knows what. Somebody said earlier, I guess Terry Sawchuk did, that, well, until they start sending planes, it's not as big a deal as you think. I think sending battle tanks, Abrams battle tanks from the United States to the battlefield in Ukraine is a very big deal. I happen to think that's a very big deal and very dangerous and not something we should be involved with, but yet here we are. I don't think it's anything we should be involved with, and yet here we are, which is disheartening and frightening, actually. Frightening, actually. All right. If you want to lose weight, here's a chance for you to get involved and do it with me. My Pure Health Solutions, I used their weight loss program 5 years ago. Lost more than 40 pounds. Most of it has stayed away, but some of it snuck back in over the holidays and during the pandemic. So it's time for a tune-up. Ivy and I are going to begin a tune-up with My Pure Health Solutions on February the 6th. If you'd like to join us, please get on board. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. You can find out more about the program, right? So you can get to saving yourself from extra weight, joint pain, scripts you don't need, pain you don't need, and move forward, right? GruberHealth.com. Check it out. Join Ivy and I and lose weight and feel better. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.